Yeah,
that's because they knew I was reading it. Yeah. They knew I was reading it.
That's a whole fun thing.
The first poem is Mom and Me. We shared the rock, but holding on to crime and punishment, 1 inch from my face. And she was reading something which I can't recall. But I remember the blue bathing suit and the tips of her fingers circling sun lotion on my back, midday August. Sound of the turning wheel, blue, and pebbles in shapes that breaks the statues. Carrying a cloud and a castle on my nose. Then the body taking its pins out, loses its weight and sinks. And for moments, no sound, no sharp gestures, legato float edged with violets, edged with horses, fiberglass and dances, diesel engines made of feathers and snails, spittle drowning worlds like a whining of a mandolin, or a veiled woman swimming away to discolored bathing suits, worn out legs, away from summer. A dream. Dream? Inside the dark, lights, dark, theater space quietude. On the left, my friend X, a wavering in our walk, a tower, a moon, a nostalgia. He says, there, on the rolling black of a stage, a gather of fools will eat up the air with peculiar words, powder eyelids, gestures and mimics. My uncle Tullis stands in front of me, his mouth surprised. Yes, you were here last year, uncle, weren't you? Eyes on my tiger, step, turn, arrival, in the first row where I create exile. I fall hopelessly in the exodus, where a woman messenger orders me to follow her inside a microscope. See? My mom's new farmhouse. See? The kitchen's delirious yellow floor. Why would she shape a color like that? See? There are no pictures of me. Elsewhere, in the garden, bees. Now this poem is called Nothing is More Political Than Angelos. He looks like a Greek Orthodox priest. At least back then he did. Long beard and hair, he's fat. Funny inquisitive eyes, as if they're asking, did you do it? It being an act against the system. He's an anarchist, plays trumpet, a translator, and he publishes a sci-fi magazine called Nova. He played with Savopoulos, and he knows people. When I walk with him in every second block, he says, hold on, need to ring this bell, say hi to Francisco. Hold on, let me see if Yorgo sent me the article or not. We then go to a restaurant, and he can't decide what he wants to eat. How do you know what you want? We walk back to his house. He kisses my hand as if he were some lord in the Elizabethan times. I get a kick out of him. His house has a lot of stuff. The toilet is dirty. His roommate is doing heroin. He's 10 years older than me. He dislikes his belly. He says that Iulia, his ex, doesn't have an ass of a young girl. He's mad because she was fucking around. He has a typewriter on the floor. I like that. I tried to get interested in science fiction, but really don't dig it. His parents are from Crete. It's impossible to imagine that Angelos has parents. I met Angelos the first time when I was 16. I was in Exarchia Square, in the outdoors, round tables, and he said hello to some guys there with his low, strange bird voice, and he gave me a handshake. A week later, I saw him that same square, and he said, let's go to a movie. There was one nearby playing a film with Peter O'Toole. Did you like it? I asked afterwards, and he said, I didn't watch it. Why? I was watching you. I left him right there. Until I got around 19 and bumped into him in a bar. That's the first time I saw him as interesting. He's somebody who analyzes everything to death. I'm crazy for information, he says. We started hanging out. We would go to one bar, then to another bar, then to a third bar, then to the meat market late night for food. Then I would say to him, so where are we going now? He rolls his eyes and he says, when you stop wanting, 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 you will have it all. Okay, I have to play. I have to read with the.
Go be a background singer.
1, 2, 3. Okay. This is a poem dedicated to my grandfather. It's called Nostos, that in Greek means longing. Photographer paints the stone, plunge. Time is for the time it was. My face a kid, wet stamp, map, train in the countryside, sleep, the eyes of hawk. His face, glasses, well-shined shoes, his watch, waistcoat, dividers, mechanical pencil. My face, an afternoon, boldness. His face, the empire, decompressed spiral. My face, the silent dancing of stone, the tremble of wind. His face, all my remaining life, he said. Behind my face, the cunning of small gods. Behind his face, 1922, and the sea east where he comes from, Black Sea. The heaven kept his home, the heaven kept his home. Smoke, black soup, teeth, prayer notes, intense prayer notes next to bicycle music. That's why I said the line. It's all, you know.
Yeah,
it's all
planned. It's all planned.
Well, listen, that's pretty good. You gotta teach me how to do that.
Yeah, well, you still got your turn.
Okay, I'll, since I'm a jazz poet, I'll improvise.
Yes, exactly. The story of everything. To tell the story of anything, you have to tell the story of everything. I am iPods, cell phones. I am tantric temples and ohms. I'm a nefarious mammal. I'm famished. I'm the extinction. I'm African lions, grand fish. I'm aluminium cans, plastic bottles. I'm rainforest and sunshine. I'm drain cleaners. I'm white vinegar. I am the fix. I am the mystery of lava. Now, this is a poem that I wrote looking at an abstract painting. So, this is what I was seeing in the painting. It's called Intaglio on Kochi paper. Fish tank, his scales, woman and her breasts, le chemise, dead half-bird, his blood and three feathers, face of old green monster, wheel, hand with hair, yawning, big nose guy next to woman moaning, trumpet, needles, letter Z, letter A, letter A, corner of piano, arrows, eats with her nose, calf, ear, upside down face. Why are you screaming, alien? Another bird eating pom pom. Newly constructed musical instrument. Profile of horse. Vagina. So I have two more.
I just made him happy.
Alright. It was all planned, right? From Dylan.
You pay him extra, Dylan?
Okay, an English poem. And it's called Avebury Tales. I have inhabited my body like a thief. Stop right now and backtrack. She said, lie down on this storm and breathe. England, Wiltshire, Avebury. House of two stories. I walk slowly. Ancient stones, with each one with own gravity. When? Where? I get a soup and a salad at the outdoors cafe. Can't smoke in the room, but can't deprive the fire escape. Walk around, make tours around Red Lion Pub when you're lost. She was in the house, I was in her house. We sat opposite each other. I spoke about old, old stuff, a sense of time perpendicular to the ground. I saw the eyes of her. I saw poppies outside, red and fleshy. Now, the last one is really hard to do because it's a sound poem. So I want you guys to clap or do something, I don't know. Distract me from... So it goes like that.
Should we wait till the end?
I don't think there's going to be an end. I think he's going all night.
Okay, I'm going to try. Romance is now. Boom cha, boom boom cha, boom cha, boom boom cha. The waves are wide and soapy. Soap is home, be here long, for I fall inside the abyss. How can I? When at the edge of the volcano, screaming, my mother was car fires. Listen to my story right now, home beat. Bass that goes with a drum, ocean guitar. I'm giving birth inside this, a new harmonica, a new via, America in the caves of the world. I attempt to, with his fingers, kiss me. Intent lies, this my time, this Lufthansa transition. A Buten motor up and up and under. A cave move, cookie star into flames, light up and up and into. Waves spreading, the voices of shore, children disappearing, only the weak.